Here's the scenario. A man learns he'll become a father in 9 months. He balks, denies responsibility. He refuses to support the mother in pregnancy, refuses to pay for medical care, even gets physical with a mother, and then disappears to greener pastures, while his former girlfriend trudges to doctor's appointments and childbirth classes. The baby's born, and the mother puts her up for adoption, and a couple adopts her. Now enter again the biological father. Having cleared his head after a winter in the sun or backpacking through Europe, he declares himself ready to be a father and demands custody. The law generally accepts the notion that had he treated the child with such indifference after she was born, refusing to pay for medical care, expressing disinterest, for example, he would forfeit his parental rights and the adoption would stand. But the states can't agree on whether a father who takes a walk and refuses to support the mother emotionally, financially, during pregnancy forfeits his parental rights. And in those states where courts don't really care how the biological father treats the birth mother in abandonment cases, the facts can be gut-wrenching. As in a case decided earlier this winter in Alabama, the facts most likely are in dispute, but the trial court found strong evidence of pre-birth abandonment. The biological father completely refused to support the mother. He did not pay the rent or utilities. He did not pay medical bills. The police arrested him for assault on the mother, although he was never charged, and they came to investigate assault charges 2 additional times. In short, the trial court found he had abandoned any interest in the child pre-birth and therefore forfeited any claim to being a father. An Alabama appellate court agreed, upholding pre-birth abandonment as adequate grounds for losing parental rights. But the Alabama Supreme Court decided otherwise just a few weeks ago. Actions pre-birth, actions like the birth father's, cannot constitute abandonment and are not reason enough to overturn an adoption because until birth, there is no child to abandon. The outcome of that legal decision? The now 4-year-old child with his adoptive parents for 4 years is ordered back to Florida to live with a biological father he has never known. It's certainly a tough area where a slight tweak of the facts might cause an interested bystander to change her mind. In pre-birth abandonment states, like Florida by coincidence, courts decide that fathers who refuse to support the mother during pregnancy can be found to have abandoned the child. But not so in Alabama during the relevant time period. The court found that Alabama's abandonment statute did not contemplate pre-birth abandonment. Once the baby is born, sure, but not before. To quote the court, the father's pre-birth conduct toward the birth mother was not relevant to whether the father abandoned the baby boy. The Alabama legislature has since changed its statute and now requires that the father support the child before birth, which could lead to a different finding in a similar case. But not soon enough for the 4-year-old child, who, quite possibly, started the year 2001 in a new house, in a new state, and with a new father. I'm Amy Guida.